Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We ended the hour with stuff we're blaming on the Amazon cloud shutdown, and we'll keep that going throughout the show. That's a good one to keep up, and we encourage you. It's a good opportunity to use that voice message system on the Odyssey app. You know, you hit that microphone, and it gives you the countdown. You get like a minute to record your thoughts. So send us things failing in your life that you're blaming on the Amazon cloud shutdown. Send them in on the Odyssey voice message system.
A Minnesota television star finally got his moment to shine on Saturday. Tom Brennan, a Minnesota native and newcomer to SNL, was able to have a bit on Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Che, as you can imagine, mostly tied to his stand-up bits and the fact that, yes, he is a Minnesotan. Adam and Jordana, did you see this, and have either of you gotten a chance to catch any of the new season yet?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see the bit you're talking about.
Okay.
Because I was already asleep.
Mm.
Because I watched the opening. I watched the first skit. I didn't laugh once in the first 15 minutes of Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
And Mark says, can we just turn it off now? And I said, absolutely. And I am a fan. I watch Saturday Night Live through all the seasons.
Yep.
I know sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse. Any chance I can get to laugh, I will take it. So I watch, hopefully. And it was bad.
Yeah, I saw some clips of the first show.
Mm.
And that's what I was thinking to myself. I'm like, oof, these
first
guys got to get
they
got to get their sea legs under them because
that's
it's
right.
not working yet.
It wasn't funny.
Right.
It like wasn't funny.
Yeah.
And those people are funny. So I don't know if it's the writing or the execution, but now that you said there's something about Minnesota, I have it on tape.
Yeah.
So I on tape. Can I still say that?
Tape, yeah.
I have it recorded. I probably will sit down at some point, maybe watch the news, a couple of other sketches. But yeah. Did you think it was funny?
I saw his piece. I thought it was good. I'm an easy to please kind of guy when it comes to SNL and comedy. So
sure.
I definitely did enjoy Tom's kind of his stand-up slash.
Who was the host this past week?
I think it was Sabrina. Well,
Harbinger.
Sabrina was the
Sabrina
maybe she was the host and music. I'm not sure, but I know for
sure.
I think they circle back around too much when it comes to some of these people. Like Sabrina's done it. She just did it like not too long ago last season, I think, too. So it's like, let's not recycle the same people. Let's get some new faces in the door and, you know, broaden it up a little bit.
But,
they also started with a skit. They started with like a skit about the singing at somebody's wedding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they'll start with something
political
or,
right.
And there's been a lot of political news lately. It's not like for lack of material. So I don't know. I was disappointed, I guess.
And to listeners, it's not a Trump thing. The SNL's been doing political skits for 50 years. So let's not, you know, back up that train at all.
Somebody says SNL was not laughable last Saturday. Over the top sexual jokes.
Okay.
Same texter says the Minnesota kid seemed very Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Good or bad?
I don't know.
Speaking of politics, over the weekend it was announced that in commemoration of America's 250th anniversary, there will be a monument built in Washington, D.C. They're calling it the Independence Arch. No timetable on when it will be constructed or how it will be funded, but Adam and Jordana, how do we feel about President Trump announcing this new structure being pieced together over in D.C.? 250 years.
I think we need to mark the occasion. So it's just an arch, like the Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly what it is.
Are there any markings on it, or are there, like, what does it say?
I don't think much has been detailed as far as that. I think it was just to make the announcement, basically. It was a pomp and circumstance of making the announcement.
I mean, so. The fact that our democracy, or our republic, excuse me, has lasted, often new governments don't last that long. They go through cycles. Has lasted 250 years. This might be our last year. Might not last.
Good run.
You may as well mark the occasion with an arch, because this might be the end of it.
Yeah. That looks very tasteful.
Does it?
Yeah. It would be on the opposite end of the Lincoln Memorial. And
yeah.
Sure.
Jor, get your NFL expertise ready, because we're about to give Steve Simpson and Jonah Kaplan a round of applause. Wherever you guys at, this one's for you. It was not a good Sunday for the Vikings. They lost 28-22 at home against the defending champion Philadelphia Eagles. Vikings now in last place in the North and have a quick turnaround. They play on Thursday. We first turn to Adam Carter. Do you see the Vikings making a quick adjustment at QB, or is it maybe Max Brosber time? What do we got? What do you think for Thursday?
Too quick for JJ yet. I think it'll still be Carson Wentz. I don't think they're going to make that drastic of a change.
He was not great yesterday.
No, he was not.
He was not good.
But I think the writing's on the wall for this season. Boy, I know it's early, but boy, the Vikings do not look like a contender. So
yeah,
wait it out till JJ gets back. Once he's fully healthy, then see what you got with the kid.
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, Wentz's performance and the loss to the Eagles included those two highly damaging turnovers and proved costly, including that pick six thrown directly to a defender. I mean, what are we talking about, Carson? The interceptions, especially on a drive deep in Vikings territory, intensified scrutiny on Wentz's decision making, which has been an issue for him through his whole career. I mean, he took several hard hits through the game, and even the coach, Coach O'Connell, specifically mentioned he needs to evaluate how Wentz comes out health-wise. His overall performance was just inconsistent enough to end the idea that he could permanently seize the job and lead the team to a major playoff this year. Now, let me look and maybe give you my analysis of the case for J.J. McCarthy. I mean, he's been sidelined with a high ankle sprain, but he was active as the emergency third quarterback against the Eagles. So the fact that he was the emergency QB suggests he is functional, but the short turnaround from Sunday to Thursday could make it risky for him to start in the title role. You know, following Wentz's mistake-prone game, there is increasing pressure to reevaluate and possibly give him the opportunity. Here's the most likely scenario, as I see it.
Yeah.
Due to the difficulty of inserting a recovering rookie starter on a three-day turnaround, that Carson Wentz will likely get the nod for one final time if he's healthy.
Yep.
And if Wentz has another performance marked by turnovers against the Chargers, I mean, or if McCarthy is cleared to be a full go, the change is almost certain to happen for the Week 9 game. I mean, that's me. That's me personally.
Right,
that's just what I think.
Yeah, I get it.
I should have
put you on the bench for filling in 10 to 12 on Sundays.
That intentional grounding that Wentz said, that was just a head scratch.
Yeah. Well, what are we doing?
Doing?
Yeah. Also had CJ Ham on a play that there was
wide
nobody
open.
Within 10 miles of CJ Ham and didn't even throw it to him. Adam and Jordana, what is the most you can accomplish in 7 minutes? We did have over the weekend in beautiful Paris, France. Some jewel thieves stole priceless jewelry from inside the iconic Louvre Museum.
The chutzpah.
It only took 7 minutes.
Early
Sunday morning using a cherry picker and something called angle grinders. I had to look this up. Four perpetrators are on the loose. I believe it's only four. And the museum has yet to reopen to the public. Was the MEA family getaway a ruse? Did DJ really take part in this heist?
The Josephson family.
Right? I can see little Caper.
Josephson crime family.
Running in the streets
Caper.
Of Paris.
The kid's name is Caper. I mean, come on.
Her name is Caper, yeah. Right? Running in the streets with a crown and a pair of earrings.
I think it was DJ.
Josephine.
Back to the 7 minute thing. A perfectly soft boiled egg is seven minutes.
Mm.
I've been doing some Tai Chi, and each move you do for a minute, I could definitely accomplish a full workout in seven minutes. A Tai Chi, very nice workout. I mean, this heist, let's talk about that a little bit later, but that was pretty,
for sure.
Pretty ridiculous. You know what else? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
You know what else is ridiculous? Why is George Santos out of prison?
I thought that was like a universally everybody thought, Republican, Democrat. That's just not a good guy.
What is
apparently,
happening?
I don't know.
And you know what? Stop it. Stop letting guilty people out of prison for no reason. This story's crazy. So we'll tell you more about the George Santos thing. And should he be out of prison? Like, what? Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
George Santos could do better. I mean, he just has to get on here and lie and tell you entertaining stories. And by the way, he can because he's out of prison. And if he's not, he's out already because I saw him on the news channel.
He's on Fox and Friends already.
I mean, what? I thought we were done with him. And also, why would he was only 3 months into his prison sentence and he had his prison sentence commuted by President Trump. Now, remember George Santos, he's from Long Island, he was a representative, and he was famous for telling lies.
Just a serial, phony liar.
He had a total ton of aliases. Yes. He said that at some point his grandparents were Holocaust survivors, but also they came from Cuba. Like, I mean, it was just one after the next, a series of lies. He had been serving more than a seven-year sentence, and now he's out. He did not serve anywhere near that. Here's what you saw him on Fox and Friends. He was also on CNN. Listen to how he learned about his commutation on CNN.
So were you surprised that this happened? Did you expect the commutation?
I had no expectations. I wasn't even aware until I learned it off of the chyron of mainstream media inside of the prison myself. I had just been released from segregated isolation after 41 days for absolute no valid reason other than a retaliatory warden.
I
learned it from the TV.
Yes. That's incredible. You were standing in prison. You looked up at television, and that's where you saw that your sentence was commuted?
More like I didn't see it. Other inmates saw it and called me over to see it. I was not in the room at the time, and then I made my way to see it. I called my family, and they told me it had happened. But
Georgie,
I was not aware. It was surprising.
George, come and look. You're getting out. Come on.
But also, he couldn't even tell the truth about that. First, he told her that he saw it by looking at the chyron, which is the lower third, for those unfamiliar, that's the words on the lower, literally physically the lower third of your television screen. He says he saw it, but then he said, no, the other inmates. Like, he is so comfortable and with lying and has zero relationship with the truth. He couldn't even tell that story. I know that's a sidebar, but can you even imagine? I don't think he asked President Trump for a commutation, but here we are. This is a person who lied about working at Goldman Sachs and Citigroup and said he was a seasoned Wall Street financier and investor. And none of that is true. He even claims to be a producer in the off-Broadway show Spider-Man. That was a lie. He claimed to have gone to Baruch College and had an MBA from NYU.
That was a lie. You sound like Maury Povich. Like, you claim that that was a lie.
Hold on, let's play this game. Had attended a fancy high-end Horace Mann prep school.
That was a lie, Mr. Santos.
Got a volleyball scholarship.
That was a lie.
That his grandparents were Holocaust refugees.
That was a lie.
Both grandparents were born in Brazil. That his mother was working in the South Tower of the World Trade Center on 9/11 and died.
That was a lie.
I mean, there are so many. We could go on and on and on. And
doesn't it just ever piss you off that as a person who's lived life by the rules, that people like this are just,
Yes. And also,
it happens all the time.
Also, I know lying is legal, by the way, most cases.
It's protected.
It's legal. Of course, if you're committing defamation or libel, that's a different story. There's a different standard. But lying is legal. And he went to prison, of course, for other things that were illegal. But you know what? There was a sense of satisfaction that you have conned the American public for years. Even before he was a representative, he was conning his business colleagues. He was conning people that he worked for and lived near. And he was in prison. Why in the world? This person is a con man. Why in the world would you not let him serve out his 7 years? What purpose does he serve for the president? Come on.
Kisses up to him.
But when he's out, nobody's going to hire him. Nobody's going to elect him.
I think the president views, at least based on his social media post on Truth Social, that he was treated very unfairly and that basically George Santos was a victim of a overzealous Democratic prosecution. And that's why. And again, can't we just agree? I mean, I thought even people from Republicans were separating themselves from George Santos.
He's a bad dude.
Same with the Democrat? Menendez? Is he Bob Menendez?
Yes, right. From New Jersey. How embarrassing.
Right. It shouldn't be difficult to say, you know what? I'm a Republican, but this guy, not so good. Or I'm a Democrat, but this guy, not so good. And that's what I thought we had in George Santos. Yet the president doesn't see it that way. I think he views this as he was treated unfairly by Democrats, therefore he's releasing him from prison when it was fairly established that the guy is just a louse.
Right. He's just a bad guy. Yeah. He's not serving a purpose to society. And I guess this is the litmus test because of his loyalty.
Yeah,
because
that's what it is. It's loyalty.
Yes.
You show loyalty to me, I'll do anything you want.
And if you can stick it to Democrats while he does it, then it's a win-win.
Right. Yes.
Texter says, what is it you don't get about Donald Trump? He loves to stick it to Democrats in any way he can.
But
you're
sticking it
to Republicans, too.
You're sticking it to life. You're sticking it to everybody who's ever going to come in contact with this. He's a shyster. He's a sneak. He's a liar. He is a fraudster. So I guess I just don't understand what leashing him out into the public would do for the public safety. You know, he's just going to go and try to defraud somebody else, I assume. Even in his statement on CNN, he was saying, oh, this is retribution by somebody in the prison who didn't like me. So they sent me, and the anchor was trying to shut him down. She was like, okay, so how again did you learn about it? Like, we don't want to hear you complaining that you are the victim. You are not the victim. And playing the victim, I guess, has worked for him because he has been complaining and kissing Trump's butt. But my God, this is just not a good person.
No, and somebody says, too, not just released from prison, but Santos no longer has to make restitution. All the people he stole from. I mean, you're just... Maxwell is next. Just wait and see.
Ghislaine Maxwell. You don't think?
I hope not, but I mean, she got moved to a...
lower security.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is the stuff we should be paying attention to, friends. This is what I mean. You going out to protest this isn't going to help, but you voting against Marjorie Taylor Greene, who advocated for his release. Anybody who is celebrating this does not have a moral compass that is clear.
Right.
Has a very casual relationship with the truth.
Yep.
And it's frustrating, to say the least.
Just somebody else. You just described Hunter Biden with all your characters of George Santos, and hey, I think George Santos should have gone to prison. Whether he should have served 7 years, that's debatable.
But okay, I was going to say, I don't
recall you or me defending Hunter Biden.
Absolutely
and saying, you know what,
not.
If Hunter Biden broke the law,
he
nobody
should
is
go
above
to prison.
The law, right?
Of course he should, and he should stay there. Yeah. I get it. Like, of course
I don't
he
think his father should have pardoned him.
Okay, right, but that is something that they have the power to do, right. So we have to live with it. But Biden wasn't running again, so we didn't have the chance to go to the polls to say, yes, we're going to continue to support somebody that pardons somebody that we felt committed crimes.
Right.
Okay, sorry, I'll get off my soapbox. It was confounding to me that George Santos still had friends and such powerful friends that they're willing to go to bat for him, also because he, in my opinion, no longer help Trump. He can no longer help the Republican Party. He has been revealed for the fraudster he is. So what purpose do you serve? And if he doesn't serve a purpose to Trump, why would Trump care about
him? Right, I don't know.
But I guess it's a message to others that if you are loyal and you consistently support me and the party, then you can get off the hook. You can be commuted for your crimes.
Thank you very much. By the way, can I go back to a text?
Off that soapbox. Sorry about that. Just needed to get that off my chest.
About your Vikings review?
My analysis?
A texter says, I find it laughable that a person like Jordana is giving her opinion and analysis of the Vikings yesterday when she has on more than one occasion said she doesn't watch football. Well, you listen to her analysis and you think she didn't watch? Are you kidding me?
Better than I could do.
I was going to say, better than most people on ESPN.
I don't think we have a sports host on
the
station that could have done better.
No kidding. So check yourself.
Yeah. Thank you for that defense of my football prowess.
I'm going to sing praise to something else that happened at U.S. Bank Stadium over the weekend. It was full of love, and we need more of it. That's coming up after traffic and weather. This was a magical moment. Friday night. Paul McCartney at U.S. Bank Stadium. I think probably on the show and by the way, if you went, I want your review too. 651-461-9226. Were you like me? Were you just totally, I don't say I was blown away. I was so filled with joy, though. It's just one of those events where it just fills you with absolute joy in your fellow humans, too, by the way. In this day and age, we are so much in angst. and on opposite sides seemingly all the time of something or other. And this was just truly a moment where everybody in the building, especially in that moment, singing along to Hey Jude, it was just a love fest. And I'm sure there were plenty of Republicans and Democrats and maybe some socialists and others in the crowd. But you know what? We were all singing along to Hey Jude, and it was just a lovely, lovely moment.
We need more of that.
We need, and thank you, Sir Paul, mm-hmm. Paul McCartney, for just being a guy. Again, one of those people I don't think, too many, like a Dolly Parton, that nobody really has a problem with Paul McCartney. And
correct.
Mm-hmm. 83 or 8, is he 84 years old? He's not the same Paul as he was the last time I saw him when he was at Target Field. I was fortunate enough to be at that concert. He's up there, but he still puts on 83. Mm-hmm. 83, puts on a hell of a show. And I am so glad I went. Chad bought tickets last minute, said, hey, mm-hmm. let's go. I said, you know what? Let's do it. And somebody says, hated it. He sounded 80 plus years old. Yeah, the voice wasn't as great as it used to be, but boy, I don't know. I just looked past that, I guess. I mean, if you were going there hoping to get, you know, the Beatles Paul McCartney or the Wings Paul McCartney or even the 70-year-old Paul McCartney, he's just not anymore.
But yeah, who knew that Paul McCartney was in a band before Wings?
Right. What? The Beatles. And that's why I got a text from my daughter the next morning because I posted the, a mm-hmm. video, brief video.
Who's that, Dad?
No, she said, is that the Paul McCartney from the Beatles? I mean, yep, that's the same one.
Cute.
But it was just great. And
music can do that.
Yeah, and we were on the floor and we actually got there and we did have seats, but there were people in our seats. And so, Chad.
Excuse me.
Well, and, you know, and Chad and I just said, you know what? Let's just, because we were towards the back anyway, let's just go in the back where there's plenty of open space.
Oh, there were, so there were plenty of seats.
There were plenty of seats. Well, there were plenty of seats, but then in the back of the field of the floor, it was all wide open.
Oh,
so you could
I
just
see.
Stand back there and just stand and dance or whatever you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. And actually, the people who were in our seats came up to us and said, hey, we're so sorry. We'll move or there's some empty seats mm-hmm. in front of you. And we were both like, no, don't worry about it. You know, and it was
two angry, usually
well,
very
Chad
angry
usually
men.
For sure. Chad is the one who says, hey, these are our seats. Get, you know, and he paid for them. So it's like, get out of my seats. But we were just, I think we were feeling the love of the event.
I love that.
And we said, you know, we'll just stand back here.
Music soothes the savage beast,
yes.
Even Chad Hartman.
And U.S. Bank Stadium, which obviously it isn't great sound in there. But it wasn't that bad, and it was just. And I'm sure if people were up maybe in the upper reaches of the stadium or far away from the stage, it probably wasn't as good. But it was such a great moment. And to say you saw Paul McCartney, and it was just wonderful. I saw Adam there. He left after the third song. Actually, I didn't show up until about the third or fourth song. But
well
no.
done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's funny.
But no, I just. And if you went on a surprise, or I hope, if you were disappointed, mm-hmm. I guess I'm sorry. But boy, wasn't there something just about being in that big of a room with so many like-minded people and just forgetting everything outside the mm-hmm. stadium for a couple of hours and just enjoying music? I loved it. And maybe it was because I had zero expectations and didn't know I was going until that day. And mm-hmm. so it was kind of a surprise. But man, it was a great surprise. It was one of those moments where buy the ticket, go to the show, you know?
I love that. And, you know, it's funny. This reminds me of somebody who, the texter who said, didn't love it. He sounded old. I feel like that's unfortunate because Paul McCartney is old.
Yeah.
But if you got one moment of joy out of that concert, like, for example, that Hey Jude moment mm-hmm. where Adam was filled with positive humanity, where he was at one with the crowd,
yeah.
He was literally in flow with the universe, just enjoying all of this, then it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. I went to a Torah study class yesterday about happiness. And for me, and this could be a larger discussion that we might get into, happiness is a lie. Happiness is, this is for me, this is my opinion, happiness is those moments that you can grab onto. Happiness is not a state to arrive in. It is, and it's certainly, there's no longevity in happiness. Happiness is understanding that I'm at a concert and maybe the singer sounds old and maybe somebody's in our seats and maybe we have to stand. But that moment of, hey, Jude, where people get their lighters out or their phones or whatever it is.
Cameras, yep.
And you are feeling this great swell of positive humanity. You have achieved happiness. You have arrived in that. It's going to go away. It will pass. This too shall pass because mm-hmm. everything does. But I literally got chills when you were telling that story because that is the epitome of living a
yes,
happy life.
Absolutely.
Noticing when those moments are happening and enjoying them and embracing them, reliving
yep.
them.
Yep.
Adam, well done. You have achieved happiness.
And that when I realized that mindset, exactly what you're talking about how happiness is not an overall thing. Mm-hmm. It's about focusing on the moments in life that are great. And that just had one a couple of weeks ago where it's just like, you know, and I talked to Jen about it. I said, you know, the kids are all right.
Yes.
We're doing okay. And let's just relish this moment right now. And that's what it's about. And yes, mm-hmm. there are hardships in life. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
But man, if you can focus on those moments and just, it's great.
We can continue this, but just go ahead.
Oh, Barbara is called in.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Barb. Barbara. Did you go to the show?
Yes, I did. I didn't see, it wasn't old at all. He was just incredible.
Yeah.
And my husband has been going to every kind of concert you can think of since the 80s. And he said that was one of the best concerts he's ever been to.
Yeah.
Oh.
I agree. And I've been to a lot of shows. And that was just a great, uplifting show.
Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic.
It was. It was an awesome show. And because when he first said, oh, I'll take you there for your birthday, but the tickets at that time were over 300.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was listening to, I don't know if it was KQ or Q108, and said, there's still some cheap tickets. So we went online, got them for $134 each. And the people behind us paid over $400. And it was just... You know, when's the last time you're going to get to see a Beatle perform?
Right. That might be it. Right there.
I know. It was awesome, awesome show.
Great.
So,
Barbara,
so glad, Barbara.
Thanks for calling in. By the way, Barbara, where are you originally from?
I'm originally from, we moved out of the Bronx when I was little. I grew up in Rockland County. So,
New York.
It's New York. I can tell.
Mm-hmm. New York.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you.
So, all right. And I love your show.
Thank you, Barbara. We love you.
How could you tell?
I could just hear there's a little East Coast.
Because usually I can pick it up, but I guess it sounded natural to me.
Yeah.
Rockland County. Lovely place.
Hey, Paul. Best concert ever. I know he's old, but I didn't care. The opportunity to see and hear Sir Paul was amazing. All his mm-hmm. fabulous songs were just amazing here in person. Singing along was so much fun.
Love that.
Probably helped that Adam got Barb high before the concert. There was this, I could smell a little dubage being smoked. I did not smoke any dubage.
It helps.
Nope.
Someone said, Mike texted in, Mike in St. Michael, I saw Sir Paul at Target Field in 2014 and had the same warm feeling you had. It was also mixed with the knowledge that he was part of the best boy band ever.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Truth. I know, right? That's the truth.
And it's just eye-opening moment. There's a Beatle, man. That was one of the Beatles.
That's
there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Someone said, of course it was a good show. Paul has had a lot of time to practice.
Yes, he has.
You know what? And that's okay.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's, how old is he now?
83.
And the fact that he is still up there rocking out. How long remember how long he played for?
It was like 2.5 hours.
That is a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do anything for 2.5
right.
hours.
And no break. I mean, there was no set break. So
he didn't take a nap in the middle?
Nope.
Should have. I would have needed one.
I know. It's good.
A little nippy. So what I was going to do, because we were talking about happiness and how you like someone even texted in, guys, I found joy Friday night when the Gophers beat Nebraska and the students stormed the field at the end. And that hopefully no one's getting hurt and nothing's damaged. But yes. And thank you for sharing that because you found joy. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joy or happiness, sometimes they're interchangeable. But the question at my learning last night was write down the things that are preventing you from joy.
Mm.
And
Adam Carter.
Yeah, top of the list. And then the second was Adam Carter.
Yeah.
And the third was
pattern here.
I didn't do the exercise because I thought whatever I would write is going to be my fault. Because if I'm allowing it to prevent me from joy or happiness, that's on me. So, but I'm not a sharer, so I didn't share with the group. And I thought that might have been like negative to go against what the assignment was. But I thought about that what is happiness? And instead of thinking about the things that prevent you from it, where are the moments that you can find it? And you bringing up this concert was a really beautiful one. And it's Monday, so I'm going to ask the listeners, what are those moments? Like, for example, when the Gophers beat Nebraska and the students stormed the field. What else? Give me a moment. Share with us, educate us about where you can find happiness, and that will help us find ours. 651-461-9226.
Song two, by the way. Got a good video of this one, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this isn't from last night. This is a recording.
No, this was the original Wings recording.
Love it. We asked the moments. Adam found pure joy, unadulterated happiness when Hey Jude, when Sir Paul McCartney played Hey Jude at the concert over the weekend. And I do believe, and I have struggled with happiness. I've been a depressed person. I've been a happy person. You know, we're human. We have all the emotions. But happiness, in my opinion, is transient. It is not a place in which to arrive. It is not a place that is, it is conceptual. It is not a place in which to live. It is not physical. It does not last. It does not have longevity. So I'm asking you to share the moments where you found true happiness. This text, 651-461-9226. To the text, I had a bonding moment with my daughter who is 16 this past week. We went to Winnipeg, and we both got matching blueberry tattoos on on our arms. It was a great moment of trust and bonding that we have forever.
Literally, you will have it forever.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And by the way, it's my understanding getting a tattoo is very painful. Yet, this was a physically painful experience that brought true happiness.
Yes.
So sometimes there's another lesson. I'm sure there's a lesson in that also, that through physical pain can come greater happiness. I don't know that lesson yet. I have to do more study.
How about this one? Bow hunting MEA weekend with my 88-year-old dad, along with nephews and friends, of which 17-year-old boy got his first deer on his golden birthday. Marvelous. And you might knock hunting all you want, but hunting is a great family bonding experience, often many generations of people together, and that is a very special moment, and I can totally see that. And good on you. Good on your 88-year-old dad, too. Bow hunting. I mean, that's tough.
I mean, the generations.
Yes.
Your 88-year-old dad, you, and your nephews and your son. That's generational. You guys are passing down a tradition that it is a value of your family. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's family. I can't say how important enough it is to do rituals like this.
Yesterday, my 6-year-old great-nephew saw me, called out my name, broke away from his group of friends, ran to me, and hugged me. Oh, yeah.
Eat him up.
Yes.
Kids have a really magical way of showing this and expressing this. They're so just damaged by the world when they're young. I mean, the damage comes in as the world tried to beat them down, as it does. But yes, the kids have such a better way of expressing and seeing happiness all over the world. And I am a firm believer of, if you look for it, you'll see it. Like, perfect example was Adam's experience at the concert. Somebody said, oh, he sounded so old and it wasn't good. Well, he is old. Mm-hmm. The man's 83 years old. And did he sound like he did in the 60s? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Yet you can find happiness and community in just being there or hearing a favorite song. There's so much happiness to be found. We just have to know where to look for it.
You've said this before too, but like communicating now with my kids, like they're adults now. And it's just like texting with friends.
It's the best.
And it's fabulous. Like
it's
my daughter
best.
Now, she's in college, is like, you're an adult now.
Yeah.
And it was like.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Because they're people.
Yes.
With original. I mean, I know they had original thoughts when they were five, too, but they were much more annoying back then. And you still had to wipe their hands and, you know, do things for
snot
them.
Running out of their nose.
Right. Like if you, I get a lot of happiness, even with the silliness. Like, for example, sending memes to each other.
Yes.
Well, Adam and I do this a lot, too. You know, if we see each other on the weekend, like I'll send him something. And that is a moment of happiness.
Yes.
I know it's silliness, but you know what? Also, the fact that Adam thought that would be funny, that, you know, makes me feel good that Adam thought that it would make me laugh. He took a minute to make me laugh right there. Boom.
Yep.
Happiness.
Right.
It's all around us. And that's why I guess I wasn't a big fan of going back to my study last night about make a list of the things that are blocking your happiness. No, I am the thing that is blocking my happiness.
When I was saying Adam Carter, that's on my list. I'm the one who stands in the way of my happiness.
Of your own
and
happiness.
And last week, I opened a vein when I was doing Jason's show on Tuesday about my anxiety had been flaring up. And I'm the one. It's my mind that gets in the way of my happiness.
Absolutely.
It happens to all of us.
How come they don't teach us that? How come I'm 53 and I'm realizing all of this now? I feel like we need
to
learn that.
In seriousness, I think we've, even in our time, our 50 years of living, I think we have evolved on that and understanding that, you know, it used to be just like, you're sad, suck it up, buddy. Just get over it, you know? And there's still some truth to that where you can, you know, it's mind over matter. But also just that, you know, it's okay to not be okay, you know? Like, that's kind of a newer thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of these texts, saw the Eagles at the Sphere with old friends. Wow, that must have been, I can't wait to go to the Sphere. I need to
fabulous.
That trip. Someone said, apple picking with my husband and adult son is happiness. Okay, this is good that you brought this up, because those moments when I look back on raising kids, oh, we were at the apple orchard, this, that, that, you get the one picture. But you don't remember the meltdown that they had when they couldn't buy something at the gift shop and getting them ready. And this one was cold and this one was sick. And you just get the snapshot. And I'm so glad that somebody brought this up, and her adult son, because sometimes going to the apple orchard, it's not so fun. But if you can remember the one happy moment that you got out of the whole day, you win.
Amen.
You win.
News is up next. Oh.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.